Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios. There is a brand new hemp shop on Southport, just north of Waveland, called Huck's Hemp. What exactly can it do for us? We were talking about this earlier. You think hemp, you immediately think pot. No, it doesn't work that way. Joining us in studio is the owner, Russ Huxhold. It's good to see you, man. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us the difference between hemp and regular pot.
The main difference between hemp and cannabis is the THC content.
All right.
So hemp has 0.3% or less.
Okay.
So it can't get you high or intoxicated.
Right. That's why it's legal in all 50 states, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Under the Farm Bill.
What is CBD, which I keep hearing about over and over?
That is cannabidiol.
It's what? Can you get a little bit closer?
So,
there you go.
That is cannabidiol.
Okay.
It is the compound found in the hemp and cannabis plant that has great medicinal properties.
Okay.
So unlike THC that gets you intoxicated,
right.
CBD doesn't. It's going to have good anti-inflammatory properties, antioxidants. So it's really going to kind of do a lot of good things for your body.
Right.
Without getting you stoned. So people like to use it during the day, they can function, do everything, and still feel good.
Well, I saw on your website, as long as it can't get you high, it's legal in all 50 states. So that's true. Yeah.
Under the Farm Bill, yes.
Okay. And does CBD work on all people?
I would say almost all people.
Okay.
If you are unhealthy, it will help you. If you're in complete tip-top shape,
okay,
and you don't take any prescriptions, and you don't take Advil, and you don't take anything else.
Who doesn't take Advil?
Oh, I live on Advil.
I got a Costco bottle sitting in my glove compartment.
Me too.
Who doesn't take Advil?
I don't.
You don't need to.
Russ, come on. You don't take Advil?
No, I don't. First of all, it's very bad for the liver.
Right.
So I don't.
Well,
if you combine it also with alcohol, which
I don't.
Most people probably do.
I mean, once in a while.
Yeah.
Either way,
yes.
CBD can do some of the same things as your Advil can without harming your body.
It comes in the form of, like, you can ingest it or an oil? I mean, it can be...
Exactly. Well, show us what you have in the bag. What is this? He brought a bag in studio.
I thought it was donuts.
People walk into your shop. Do you have... What is that?
This is tea.
That was neat. Right as you pulled it out of the bag, it was like, bring.
It was. I don't know what that was. Okay.
So this is a container of hemp tea.
Okay.
So in that, you will get all the cannabinoids.
Lavender hemp tea. What is this going to do for me?
Relax you.
Really? Okay.
But again, there's not anything in there that will make you high.
Correct.
And it's vegan, cruelty-free, non-GMO, and gluten-free. Wow. Okay.
That's awesome.
And I just got these in today.
Really?
They're back ordered.
So how about me? Okay. Yeah. I have trouble sleeping. Yeah, I walk into your shop, your hemp shop on Southport, Huck's Hemp. What are you going to say? Pete, first of all, you look terrible.
No.
We got to get you something to make you sleep. You're getting to that age where you're waking up in the middle of the night and you think about the world problems. So what do you have for me?
I'm going to say, Pete, I thought I'd see you last week.
Yes.
So I would probably steer you towards an oil, a tincture oil that you would drop underneath your tongue.
Okay.
You'd do that before you go to bed.
Right.
And you would feel the effects within 5 minutes.
You're kidding.
Relaxation.
Really?
If you take enough, and it has the cannabinoid CBN,
okay,
then you'll be in a more sedated state and eventually fall asleep.
So do you figure it out on your own how much CBD to take or how many drops? If one drop isn't working, you take another drop? Is that how it works?
Correct. You start with about 10 milligrams per 100 pounds.
Okay.
And then you go up and down from there.
If
it's too much, you can cut back. The oils, it says on the bottles how much a dropper is.
Okay.
The edibles, if they're like a gummy, oil-infused.
Right.
That will tell you exactly how many milligrams is on.
Again, the edibles that you're talking about will not get you high. I know a lot of people talk about edibles when they go to concerts. This is completely different.
Yeah.
This is completely legal. That's why you're open on Southport. near the Music Box. Okay.
They still can't believe I'm open on South Fork.
Nobody can believe that. Yeah. Why is that? It's
because
legal
it's
what you do.
Correct. You can buy everything in my store online.
Sure.
And that's why I wanted to open, because I've kind of gone through a lot of stuff online and found what I believe to be some of the best products out there and
right.
some of the best companies out there, so you know what you're getting.
Russ, how did you get into this? How did you get into it?
It's a very complex plant.
Okay.
And I just like complex things. So when you start to study all of the medicinal properties of hemp and cannabis, mm-hmm. you kind of get more intrigued, and you read more, and you're like, I can't believe what's going on. Why isn't this legal? Why hasn't this been legal forever?
Right.
And then when you start to take CBD and you feel the effects, then you want to help others and tell other people about it.
Again, all of your products contain zero THC. Zero THC. Yes.
So are these separate plants then? Is this a different kind of plant than, say, the marijuana plant or the cannabis plant?
You can do two things. One is you can grow the plant with little to no THC.
Okay.
So that's the hemp plant. The other thing is just taking out the THC like non-alcoholic beer.
Ah, okay.
Oh, yeah. I guess you can do that.
Makes sense.
Wow. The CBD. I have a problem saying that. CBD. Even at high levels, if you're trying to figure it out yourself, you're not going to overdose on any of this stuff, are you?
No.
Okay. Andrea, before we get to your ailments, what about for pain? I mean, Sleepy, what about back pain? What do you have for back pain? What do you do?
I've got a patch for that.
Okay.
You put a patch on your back and you would get... The CBD would be...
So do you put it on that area, like in my lower back?
Exactly.
Really? How long do you leave it on there?
That lasts for 2 days, 36 hours, or I'm sorry, yeah, 48 hours.
Wow.
48 to 36.
Okay.
Okay, that's good.
And I'm going to feel the effects right away with the patch?
Yes. When you absorb through the skin, you'll feel that within 5 minutes, either through a
lotion
or a patch.
You have to try that. I want to see how that feels.
The patch.
So I want you to try it.
Have you ever put the patch on?
I did. I did it after doing some deadlifts the other day.
Because you work out every day. You need that.
I do. I don't stretch enough. That's why I have lower back pain. You know, the hammies and the lower back. Yeah. So that'll take care of it. What about if you put it on your hamstrings? I guess you could put it all over your body, right?
How about your knee?
I have a bad
left knee. No, I do have a bad left knee.
Wait a second. We're not
knee.
Talking about you yet. This is all about me. Well, that's
bomb.
A great
Come
point.
Get a bath bomb. That will do everything for you.
So what about the knees? Is she knees, soaking
yes.
and stuff?
And a lotion. You can put the lotion right on the knees.
That's what I
CBD
need.
CBD in it.
Okay, that. And then what was the sleeping you'd recommend? The tea?
The tea or
mainly.
The drops.
Okay.
Everything's going to help you sleep. It's going to basically get your
Relax
body
you.
Back on homeostasis like it's normally been.
See, that's fantastic.
Wow. Well, Russ, what's your website? I'm going to take a quick break and we'll talk a little bit more.
It is HuxHemp.
HuxHemp.com.
That is.
That's pretty easy. Sure. Russ Huxhold. HuxHemp is the shot. The shop.
Easy for you to
it's
say.
It's great to finally meet you, man. This is kind of cool. People that come in, what's the biggest ailment, I guess, it would be when they stop by your hemp shop?
Surprisingly, anxiety.
Anxiety.
I'd say
God,
half.
We're all anxious, aren't we?
It's a stressful world these days.
It
sure.
is. Jeez.
Especially now, because don't you guys see, don't you feel that everything, is, especially the past 2 weeks, like you were saying, Pete, everything's just so partisan and so political, and people are so angry and just mm-hmm. blaming other people. And we had a call earlier tonight, a man was upset with something that Patty had said, and he was just kind of grilling her a little bit, and it just went back and forth. I thought, everybody's just so angry. Just take a deep breath.
If they're angrier than normal.
Yeah.
And I feel like you see this on the news, and President Trump is angry. I think he made fun of a female reporter today.
Oh, that was just uncalled for.
It starts at the top, and it just trickles down, and anything will set us off. It is. Anxiety and sleep. Wow.
Hemp can bring us together, though.
What happens when they legalize marijuana in Chicago? Do you carry that, or do you open another shop? How does that work?
I would have to look at the rules and regulations of the city.
Okay.
Obviously, those might be a little cumbersome, but right. You know, I think the product is useful for certain ailments, for sure.
I know people with extreme back pain that just, you know, 24/7. I know people that have cancer that, you know, smoke pot for medicinal purposes, and it works. Yeah, definitely does.
And actually, on that note, people came in today. Brother-in-law just got diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, boy.
And didn't want to wait the 2 months to get the card. So
right.
Going to try this first,
yeah.
Which was smart because you can buy it right now. If it works, great. If not, then they'll pursue the medical card.
So people are listening right now thinking, okay, I can go to the drugstore and just grab a sedative, or I can go to Huck's Hemp and grab something. Yours is all natural.
Correct.
Right. Out of the ground. And again, I'm going to say this probably two more times before you leave. All of your products contain zero THC. So this is like eating or taking a plant-based herb, right?
Exactly. It has all the cannabinoids that are going to be beneficial to your body, with excluding the THC. So you're going to be able to focus.
Okay.
Not be high and
feel better about yourself.
Exactly.
Basically.
Okay, now that being said, can you use it in food or as a spice? You know, if someone doesn't want to use an oil or maybe would have a reaction to a lotion?
Yes. Okay. There's many different products, and you can infuse them into your foods. I have CBD water, CBD hot teas.
What does the CBD water do?
It has few milligrams of CBD in there, and has
okay.
a very good pH, and also gives you the water hydration which you need when you're taking CBD, because the hemp plant does remove the toxins from your body.
Right.
Like getting a massage, you want to drink water after, like just do the same with CBD.
Boy, I didn't even think about that. You can work it into your foods.
Yeah. Like if sprinkle it on like oregano or...
Because a lot of people don't like taking anything, mm-hmm. let alone putting a drop underneath their tongue to right. fall asleep at night.
Right.
That's a great idea. Or put it in orange juice or... Yeah.
Or the bath bomb.
Or the bath
bomb. The bath bomb. We're back on the... You're going to take a bath bomb.
Russ, I've been taking a bath since like third grade, so I don't know if that's going to be happening.
Taking a bath is so wonderful in the
who's
winter.
Who's got time for that?
Don't you just... You work out a lot. Don't you want to just like...
No,
your muscles
and- because I sweat, and just sitting in dirty water just doesn't do it for me.
You're not that dirty.
And it's I don't like sitting in jacuzzis. It's just too hot. I don't like hot water. I like to get in and get out.
No hot tub for you.
Give me a massage every day of the week. I don't need to take a bath ever again. No. Do you sit in a bubble bath with candles around the tub?
Every winter.
Oh, cut
I
it
love
out.
To. In fact, if I used to work out in the afternoon, I would take a nice bath with my bath salts and light some candles. It's
what?
Relaxing.
Like on TV?
Yes.
You really do that?
Yes. I used to do it like once or twice a week.
Do you have the blow-up pillow behind your head?
No, I would just take a towel and wad it up and put it behind my head.
Russ is like, I came in for this?
Sorry, Russ.
Wow, it's 12:25 at night. I can't believe it. Russ, thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks.
How long have you been open on Southport?
Just since September 1st.
Is it weird seeing people walk down the street and they poke their head in there? It's like, is this a hemp shop? And you have to go through the whole thing. Listen, all products contain zero THC. You're not going to get high. As long as you can't get high, it's legal in all 50 states, including Illinois. How about that? I should be your spokesperson.
You can.
Yeah, I could do that for you.
One funny thing about being in Southport is the amount of families that walk back and forth.
So oh, sure.
When I put my balloons up, my CBD balloons, I love listening to the kids kind of educate their parents.
Right.
That's cool.
Hey, Mom, can we go in there?
Right.
Okay. The website is Hux, H-U-X, hemp, all one word, huxhemp.com. It's Russ Huxel. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.